Reading from John chapter 11, verses 34 and 35. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, April 20th, 2022. And I'm promising, Marianne, I'm not going to say too much about the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Oh, it's hard.
Plugged it a lot on Monday. You and I talked about the gathering this past Thursday. Then yesterday I had Kate Freeman and Les Gioia on. She's our director, and Les is an all-purpose, all-around helper that assisted in so many different ways and actually helped adapt the script of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe so that it could be a radio production and heard over the air, because literally it was a musical on stage.
Right.
And it's been made into a movie, but the script we were working from had to be adapted for radio. So we had to include a narrator, because how do you transition scenes if you're not watching it? And so we had to do a lot of tweaking. So we had that mentioned yesterday. And tomorrow, I think I'm going to be airing some clips just to entice people.
Oh, great.
Whatever I could do to encourage people to tune in this coming Saturday and Sunday. And I think they're going to be rewarded. They're going to be blessed. They're going to be encouraged. But with Tim being sick, I think I'm going to play some portions as like a teaser.
Nice.
You'll hear more when you tune in this Saturday and Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. So,
well, that interview yesterday was delightful.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was like having best friends over, because
yeah,
we've spent hours upon hours together over the past couple
sure
of years working on this. And so it was fun having them in the home studio as the chickens ran by the window.
Sure.
We didn't do a shout-out for the chickens. But Beamer was in the studio.
Oh, Beamer, too.
In fact, I should mention this. It was a very touching moment for me. Huey and Kate got a golden retriever from the same litter that I got Beamer.
I remember.
And so we've always kidded and shared how we were related through our dogs.
That's funny.
Well, I guess this was about 3 years ago. It was all scheduled to have Beamer go and visit with them, because Holly and I were going to be out of town.
Right.
And so that was all scheduled. We were going to drop them off Saturday morning. And Friday night, their dog had a seizure or something happened as Huey took their pup, I can't think of the name, I think at the time about 10 years old, to the animal clinic. It died in his arms on the way over. And so that was brutal. But the next day, I don't know if God timed it, but we brought Beamer over. And so they got to grieve through their loss with a very similar-looking golden retriever. And so I share that. And that was maybe a special thing that God had worked out for them. But yesterday, as Huey sat and Beamer comes running into the studio, I looked at his eyes. He really welled up and couldn't get his composure for a few minutes, which made me all choked up before we're going to do our program.
Yeah.
And it was pretty powerful how God can use creatures to be so significant and important and a part of the family and bring out emotions and feelings, and they have feelings
definitely,
and what they can teach us. So it was a beautiful moment. I saw
really
Huey,
like,
and then Holly came in kind of clueless. "Hey, everyone." And
that happens.
So.
Well, I was so touched by the quote that Kate shared at the end of that program yesterday morning. That was like astounding, because it said, these children, we think, oh, we'll do this for the children, or we'll teach them through our play or our writing or whatever. And she's like, no, they will be the ones in the future doing the plays, doing the writing, doing the scripts, they'll grow up and be. We're doing a lot more than just entertaining children.
Right.
I loved it.
Yeah, they carry on the legacy.
Yeah.
They are our future, and that's why it's so important to pour into our children or our neighbor children or the teachers. You know, kudos to all the teachers that influence and affect.
The teachers of tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Yeah.
So,
this is a great quote. I got to get that from her.
Yeah. So The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is coming this Saturday and Sunday, April 23rd and 24th, 4 to 6 p.m. on all 19 of our frequencies, so you can't escape it.
That's right. I don't want to. I'm excited.
You might as well tune in at 4 o'clock, get your microwave popcorn popped, and you'll be set to go. And we do have some packets still here and at the Springfield studio. I spent a good part of the day yesterday in Springfield signing thank yous and working on various projects there. And so Theater Troupe is a wonderful team. In fact, Donna Leland, who's featured on the WLUJ family of stations and also on WGNN on Saturdays, she's recorded a couple of radio announcements promoting people to sign sign up and be a part of the theater troupe and to tune in. And so you're going to hear her voice. Yeah, she's a great one. I communicate with her often. And so we appreciate the ministry she has with our network of stations and being a part of our staff. So
excellent.
Okay. This is going to be a hard transition. I'm going to let everyone know on the front end. We have a difficult story to read and talk about. It's a powerful one. It's one that God wants us to know. We included it in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the April edition, because it's important. It's important to look at history. It is.
And one reason I kind of wanted us to read this is on April 27th at the Hillel Center at the U of I, there's going to be a very important exhibit of prisoner artwork from Auschwitz. And, you know, this may be the only time some people hear about that. So I wanted to make sure that they knew it was upcoming. And I think the whole public is invited to attend. That's how it sounds. All right. Shall I go ahead and read this, Mark? Okay.
I was giving you the thumbs up.
Oh, hi, I see it. Okay, yeah, we're both here together. I saw it. Okay, so it's on page A12 of the April edition called A Rose at Auschwitz by Bob Lehman. During the summer 2010, I made my third visit to the Kingdom of the Night, the Auschwitz-Birkenau Memorial and Museum Complex located at Auschwitz, Poland. And I looked that up and I don't know if I said it right, but it's kind of how it sounded.
Well, it's spelled O-S-W-I-E-C-I-M.
Yeah. In one of the barracks in the Birkenau section of the complex, I found, placed on the heating stove, in memory of the victims, a translucent white rose. Hmm. I gazed in wonder at this item of beauty, laying there in a place where so much suffering and misery occurred. I wondered, who had left the rose? What was the person's connection to the camp? Did the person place the rose there to commemorate family members or long-lost relatives who had perished at the camp? The contrast between the beauty of the rose and the historical realities and horrors of the camp struck me. As something so simple and symbolic as it evoked a powerful emotional response. Hmm. The Auschwitz camp was started in spring 1940 on the grounds of a former Polish army barracks. The first prisoners, mostly Poles, a small number of them Polish Jews, arrived as the first prisoners on June 14th of that year. At first, camp inmates comprised primarily Poles, arrested and incarcerated for their opposition to the Nazis. Beginning in mid-1941, people of other nationalities began arriving at the camp. The Jewish population at the camp became dominant in the spring of 1942. Inmates came from Slovakia, France, Germany, Austria, Poland, the Netherlands, Belgium, Yugoslavia, the Protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia, Norway, Greece, Italy, and finally Hungary, from spring 1944 deportations. The camp also became the collection point for at least 15,000 Soviet prisoners of war and about 25,000 prisoners of other origins. Czech, Belarusian, Russian, Ukrainian, French, Croatian, Serbian, and Slovenian. In total, about 1.3 million individuals were shipped to Auschwitz. An estimated 1.1 million were of Jewish descent. Extermination with poisonous gas began on an experimental basis in the fall of 1941 and expanded to the Birkenau complex in 1942. With the construction of four permanent gas chamber and crematorium complexes, about 1.1 million people died in the camp, most in the gas chambers of Birkenau. Prisoners also met death through the brutal camp environment. Starvation, extreme work conditions, medical experiments, and daily executions for violations of the many rules and regulations also exacted a deadly toll on the inmates. The peak period of mass killing at Auschwitz occurred in the spring of 1944 with the arrival of the Hungarian Jews, who numbered almost 600,000. Most were sent to their death in the gas chambers upon arrival. Auschwitz was the deadliest concentration camp within the Nazi regime camp system. The Auschwitz camp front gate, with its motto, and I don't know how to say that, Mark, Arbeit macht frei, work makes free, I've heard that, I mean, I've heard that that's what it means, displayed over the entrance became symbolic of the evil of the Holocaust. The Holocaust Education Center of Champaign-Urbana, with the support of the Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation and in cooperation with the Auschwitz-Birkenau State Museum in Poland, has organized the exhibition of a series of artwork created by Auschwitz survivors. The exhibition, titled The Auschwitz Experience in the Art of Prisoners, will have its second American showing in Champaign, Illinois, at the Hillel Center on the campus of the University of Illinois on Holocaust Remembrance Day, April 27. The exhibit features 60 works of art by 12 survivors who were prisoners at Auschwitz. The 24 panels of the exhibit depict the life of prisoners within the camp, from arrival on the trains, selection for work or death, and the extreme conditions they were forced to endure as inmates. These drawings and paintings represent the unique perspective of each artist from her or his own personal experience in the camp. The exhibit, an artistic portrayal of the horrors of the Holocaust, is a moving and memorable experience that demonstrates the connection among art, history, and memory. Like the rose I found in the Birkenau barracks, this artwork by artists who survived the Kingdom of the Night portrays the contradiction between the beauty of art and the horrors of the Holocaust. I will always remember the rose in Auschwitz, just as I'll always remember the artwork of the Auschwitz prisoners and the lessons it taught me of the power of evil and of man's inhumanity to man. This was written by Bob Lehman, co-director of the Holocaust Education Center, Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation. He has researched, studied, and taught on all aspects of the Holocaust for over 30 years. He's pursuing his Ph.D. in Holocaust and Genocide Studies from Philadelphia's Gratz College. His proposed dissertation focuses on the efforts of Orthodox Christian and Catholic saints on behalf of Jews during the Holocaust.
You know, I've been to Israel many times, been to Holocaust Museum probably 25 to 30 times, and have seen the horrors that are displayed, but I've never learned or I've never heard about the Kingdom of the Night,
given
that special name.
That is what Auschwitz was called.
Yeah, but it's very true, and it's probably one of the lowest points in humanity. Outside of the crucifixion of Jesus, which I think is the worst of worst, but what these people had to go through and tolerate and...
Horrifying, just horrifying. There's no words.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob Lehman, and thank you. I'm so happy. I don't know if that's the right word. I think it's great that the Hillel Center is getting this exhibition.
And that's right on campus, the campus of the University of Illinois. And be aware that the showing is probably a one-day event, April 27th.
Yeah.
So highly recommended. I think it gives you a perspective and insights, and all the displays that I've seen in the past. I think it can be helpful.
I've seen a few of the pictures, just like four. I mean, they're hard to look at, but they're worth looking at.
Yeah.
They're what happened. Thank you, Bob. Oh, my goodness, Mark. We, you know, this whole thing, I don't know, reading that's hard, and it makes me very grateful for what we're doing, which is every day on this station trying to get the Word of God out to people.
Yeah.
We can't ever go back to stuff like that. And I know a lot's happening in the world right now, and it's horrible, but we just have to keep proclaiming the word. And I appreciate everybody that's sending their support, writing to us, thanking us, calling, everything. Because we're small in the eyes of all of this, but we are trying to just be faithful.
Yeah, that and the fact that, thank you, God, for the Easter season that we'll continue to celebrate all year long, and that we can, through our broadcast, provide hope. And it doesn't minimize the suffering, the heartache, the evil that's at work in the world. And yet we do have an eternal perspective, and that can sometimes get us through all the heartache and all the things that are going on, because we do serve a sovereign Lord that is in control and that will right all the wrongs. And sometimes we won't understand it, certainly on this side of heaven.
There is no understanding evil.
Yeah.
How can we?
Yeah.
We're not really meant to, are we? Understand
no.
evil? It's horrible.
Yeah.
We can be faithful.
Yeah, and we have a faithful God.
Yes, we do.
Has shown and demonstrated love beyond the evilest, worst things in the world because he is a good God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do place our hopes in him. And we're privileged to provide the broadcasting that are God-honoring, that point to Jesus, that help us know the work of the Holy Spirit, that helps us understand the Bible and leads mm-hmm. and guides us for this very day.
Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate all the people. I know we have some listener letters here, but I really appreciate all the people that write in asking for prayer requests.
Yeah.
Because God, you know, it's interesting when you said that word, we don't understand evil. We really shouldn't.
Hmm.
It's that horrible. Why are we trying to understand the works of horror?
Yeah.
No, we have to never have that happen again.
Yeah.
We have to proclaim the works of God and of goodness and truth. And, you know, I was looking at this first letter, and this lady says to WLLM staff, she says, "Thank you so much for your programming and inspirational music, especially the hymns. Holy, holy, holy is my favorite."
Yeah.
And I just thought, that's what we want to be about as best we can. It's proclaiming the goodness and truth and beauty and hope.
Yeah, through programming and, as she mm-hmm. mentioned, through the variety of music and the feedback really encourages us and blesses us and helps us know we're on the right track.
And I'll finish reading her note. She says, "God bless all the staff who work so hard to bring us Christian radio. And God bless those who give to make it happen in Christian love. Becky from Jacksonville."
Hey, thank you, Becky.
Yeah, thank you.
This, like many of the letters we get, shares a prayer request.
Yeah,
and we've
many
prayed
do.
That up, and we've included that in our list of weekly prayer times that mm-hmm. we have in mm-hmm. the WLUJ studios. But this is from Sherman, Illinois. And after sharing the prayer request, there's a couple different items. "Love your programming" with an exclamation point. So thank you, Lenore.
That's very nice. Okay, this, I'm going to go ahead and read a few of these. Is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah. I know it's hard to read after such a difficult article. Okay, this is from Nindy in Springfield, and she says, "Thank you, Mark and staff of WLUJ. You're all such a blessing. As God's blessing me, I want to in turn bless this radio station that helps me continue my walk with the Lord." That is from Nindy in Springfield.
Yeah, I wrote her a very nice response.
Aww.
And whenever you write and personalize your message to us, now many just send in a check or give direct deposits or Visa and sometimes don't request a response or a thank you letter.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever they write something down, I almost always refer to it or mention it or highlight it or say in some way, "Hey, thanks," or "We're rooting for you," or "Appreciate that comment."
Yeah.
This, you're going to be encouraged. This comes from Sherry from Chatham, Illinois. And it's attention Prime Life Times, Marketplace Shopping Center, 200 North Neal Street, Space 106. That's us, Champaign. "Dear Mary Ann."
Oh, what?
Did I show you this one yet? Maybe it didn't make it to your desk.
You have a way of doing that.
Yeah.
Another on-air
the buck stops
surprise.
Here, the mail stops
apparently.
Here.
Apparently.
Well, there was a check enclosed, so maybe that's
for
why
me?
I didn't make it to you. Well, I'll read it.
Oh, never mind.
"Dear Mary Ann, enclosed, please find a check for $30 for my one-year subscription to the Prime Life Times. Requested on April 5th. So
yeah, good.
Sherry's very thorough. "I'm looking forward to my first issue and enjoy listening to the Wednesday's stories on Mark and Friends."
Oh, good.
"Thank you for your hard work on the Times. I enjoy yours and Mark's enthusiasm on Mark and Friends. Congratulations on the new opening at the new location for Great News Media. It was such a pleasure to hear Mark describe all the happenings and fun. I hope to be able to eventually attend a concert featuring the men's choir. I so enjoy their singing! Exclamation point, yours in Christ." And it's from Sherry, and she encloses that check. So
nice.
We signed her up for a year of
very
the Prime
good.
Life
Thank
Times.
You, Sherry. Thank you very much, very much. This is talking about the open house. This person is Judy.
Now describe the card. This is your big chance.
I know. I'm looking for where Judy's from. Hold on. Just give me a minute. Hold on. Urbana.
Okay.
It's a beautiful card, and I love it. It's some white, gorgeous flowers in a green background, which is all about spring and summer. And do you want more details?
Okay,
it says, "Thank you, Mark. Thanks so much for the gift card from Open House." Oh, she won something, I guess.
That's right.
"I'll share lunch with a friend. How fun. The open house was so well done. The food was awesome. the baked goods were so good. And we mentioned to the young lady who made them that she should offer the recipes on the radio or feature them in the Be Inspired section of the Prime Life Times. Yeah. Love Great News Radio. Turn it on first thing in the morning. Listen most of the day. God bless you all and all you've done with Great News Radio. Just a reminder, I'm available for help if you need volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
Judy,
put that to the side.
I can see you reaching for this. Yeah, he's reaching. You can't see it, listener.
That's music to my ears. You say you want to volunteer or help or assist, you know, you're going to get a call.
That's so funny.
And as you know, once a volunteer, you're a lifer. You're always a volunteer. It's like Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. You know, once a king or a queen of Narnia, always a king or queen of Narnia. What are you going to do, call those kids up when they're 50 high?
Remember me?
That's right. This comes from Marilyn from Williamsville, Illinois, and she shares some prayer requests on the front and on the back side of one of our response cards for the Friends of WGNN, Great News Radio, and WLUJ Family of Stations. She writes, thanks for being a light for Jesus. I love that big exclamation point. You help bring encouragement to my life. And then she has a big heart and signs it Marilyn. So thank you, Marilyn. Yeah. Appreciate those kind words.
Okay, so this is again to WLUJ. Thank you, all you WLUJ people that write in. Mm-hmm. I love it. So appreciate WLUJ. Have listened for many years. What a blessing. Rebecca from Forsyth.
And I wrote her a nice little note on the very bottom.
Well, you're just busy writing everybody. What's going on?
I put, like, and thanks for being a long-time listener.
Oh, did you
listener.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I always write, I try to encourage people.
I'm sorry, I almost covered up your volunteer note.
Oh, yeah, apologize. Make sure that's...
Yes, I see it's off to the side.
Yeah. That gets put into the golden bucket or something.
Good grief.
Do we have a golden bucket?
No, we don't. Well, I just want to say thank you to all our listeners. How hard to hear such a difficult article read. How hard and how wonderful to have all these beautiful letters and joyous things. And in my opinion, they both are part of the truth of our lives.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Amen. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.